Have you ever watched the movie Left Behind? What Left Behind series have you watched? This Left Behind series, a movie, shares an insight about the beginning of end times. And scholars and ordinary people, ordinary Christians, they try to explain about the details of rapture. Do you know what rapture is? Hindi po yung pumutok na pimple, hindi po yung rapture ng parang eruption ng rapture ng Taal volcano. It's about the time when the Lord Jesus would take when each of us alive would meet the Lord Jesus in the air. Kukunin tayo ng Panginoon from the world. And that is what happened during that movie, yung na-rapture yung mga Christians and believers. And they also tried to explain when would that happen. Would it happen before tribulation, pre-tribulation, or post-tribulation, or mid-tribulation? And people are discussing about this. Seminarians, students, Bible scholars, they cannot agree with one definite interpretation that include the millennium and the judgment day. So, if you ask me what I believe, I would not impose this because it's not in our constitution in bylaws. But I believe in pre-millennium, and that is something like this. If today is the church time, time will come when the Lord Jesus comes, we meet him in the air, that's the rapture time, and that within 7 years, after that 7 years great tribulation, for the first 3.5 of that 7 years tribulation there will be peace, but the 3.5 last 3.5 7 years tribulation, the beast will deceive people, and there will be the marking of the 666 or FFF, whatever you call that. And then we who are raptured, both dead and alive who are raptured, will go return with Jesus Christ for the millennium to reign on earth. And on that millennium, each one would be given an opportunity to reign on earth. Not everyone will be given the rank of a king or a general. Some of you would be reigning like barangay captain or mayor or counselor. It depends upon how you are using your spiritual gifts. Now, I truly believe in that, but because ang sabi ng Panginoon sa Revelations 22:12, I will give rewards according to what you have done. Therefore, kung paano bibigay ng Panginoon ang authority is how we may live our life as Christians. And then after the millennium, that's the final, the last hour na sinasabi, where in the millennium, Satan will be bound in chain and in the abyss for 1,000 years. So there will be peace when Christians, believers, and the Lord Jesus reign on earth for 1,000 years. There will be peace on that. But of course, not everyone will still believe. And on the judgment day, the last hour, the judgment day, Satan and his demons will be released, and there will be the last war between Archangel Michael and the angels of God. They will fight, of course, the Satan and his demons will be lost, and then the judgment. The judgment, blessed are you who will be raptured because you would not face the judgment. Whereas believers during the tribulation and believers who will be converted during the millennium, they will come to that time. There will be time when, not that time, it would be very scary because everybody will be ano kaya, pupunta kaya ako sa hell or pupunta ako sa langit? That would be the feeling. That would be very scary. So make sure now that you have faith in the Lord so that you would not face that judgment day. You will be spared on that judgment day. Imagine billions of people lining up, waiting for that time to be sentenced to hell or to heaven. That is very, I don't like that idea. Parang, kind of like yung pila doon sa Boxing Day, di ba? I don't know. That is bad illustration, but we can agree to disagree of our personal interpretation. You may agree with me about the millennium. You may disagree. I don't make war with you. I don't bother to convince you. It's the Lord who would convince you if you would believe in that explanation. If you don't believe in the millennium, I don't bother to explain that to you because it's the Lord Jesus who would convince you with that. If you don't believe in the tribulation, in the rapture, that's up to the Holy Spirit. But we can agree that what is more important is our hope in Christ, that Christ will ultimately return gloriously and visibly. Everyone will see to give us glorified bodies and we will reign and rule with Him forever. Now in that rapture, when the believers were raptured, non-believers did not see them when they were raptured. But I believe that when Christ comes, everyone will see Him. Just like how one person see the lightning from one end and the other end, that's how Christ will appear when He comes. Everyone, every eye in this world, even the closed eyes can see Him. But the beginning of the end times, it depends on God's right time, not on our speculation. Anyway, how is your preparation if Christ comes any time sooner or later? It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17, let's read this together. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. 17, after that we who are still alive and are left will be caught up in the air with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Now you heard about the tension between nations. And you heard, I just shared a while back, and you might know it before I share with you about the Taal eruption. And there are many things happening in the world, famine or political chaos. Is it considered start of end times? But no matter what may happen, Christ will return eventually. So it's very advisable to have that assurance that we won't be left behind when Christ returns. And as we wait for that moment, we should spend precious time storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven. That is something that we need to focus on too. Let's read what the Lord instructed in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroys, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Notice, this command of Christ is not to store up treasures after we arrive in heaven. Oh, pagkatapos niyong pagdating niyo sa langit, you will store up treasures in heaven. That's not the command. Nothing of that sort. Christ commanded, store up for yourself treasures in heaven. What does that imply? To store up is to accumulate. Hindi lang po isa. If ever you can have, store up. If you can accumulate treasures in heaven, many treasures in heaven. And God's purpose in us, God's plan in us, God's design in us, the spiritual gift that we receive, those are intended for earning treasures. This is why we need to be assured, know your spiritual gift. Maybe you are not, you do not have the gift of teaching, but you have the gift of service. Maybe you don't have the gift of leadership, but you have the gift of giving. Maybe you are not very, very shy, but you have the gift of mercy. So look up, pray about that, that God would lead you to understand what He has given you. And after God's purposes for us is accomplished, kung natapos na ang plano ng Panginoon, our time on earth may end. That is the time when we may die, or maybe it's time when God comes back. Most likely, God's purpose for Israel or for Jacob was accomplished when Jacob died, and Joseph directed the completion of necessary preparation for funeral. Let's read this again, verse 1, 2, 3. Joseph threw himself on his father and wept over him and kissed him. And then Joseph directed the physician in his service to embalm his father Israel. So the physicians embalmed him, taking full 40 days, for that was the time required for embalming. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Now, when our time comes, could we expect our loved ones to weep over us? Sinong iiyak pag kayo namatay? Would you? Would you cry if your loved one die? Make sure that when they die, they have known the Lord Jesus Christ. When my father died, I didn't cry. I miss him, but I didn't cry. Because I know, I'm sure he is in heaven. I was the one who shared the gospel with him. So is my heart has peace in me. Now Joseph wept over Israel. I'm not saying that even if your loved one is a believer, you do not need to weep, you need to cry. You really miss, even nga, kahit nga yung mga alis papunta ng abroad na naiiyak kayo dahil nami-miss you, di ba? Ano pa kaya yung mamamatay? And we can find that Joseph was a believer of God and he wept over Israel, his father. But it wasn't mentioned if his brothers cried or not. But in here in the passage, we read that Joseph wept. And Joseph completed his promise for his father's funeral. Possibly his brothers contributed, but it was not written. Why? Why was it not written? Why the writer did not bother to write the activities of his brothers? Jacob was right to have Joseph as favorite son. Why? Joseph was the most responsible son to his father. And possibly his brothers have tried to help out, maybe gave something, a little bit of what they can give. But what they did were not very significant enough to be added in the narrative. It was not mentioned. Interestingly, the Egyptian mourning, when the Egyptian mourned for Jacob, it was mentioned. It was more significant than what the brother of Joseph did. The Egyptian mourning had its place in the story. It could be that this mourning of the Egyptian, it took them 70 days. Imagine that. 70 days to mourn. It could be a cultural practice for the Egyptian to mourn for the relatives of their rulers. Joseph was a ruler of Egypt and next to Pharaoh, or prime minister, if you would. Most likely, Israel or Jacob may have been very nice too to the Egyptians when they came to buy livestock, when they came to buy sheep from him. And they also missed him. Maybe Jacob was very hospitable to them, I don't know. But the Bible says there is time for everything. It declares in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, there is time to weep, there's time to laugh, time to mourn, and a time to dance. A bereavement for death of loved ones, this is a very painful part of life. Especially kung, limbawa, namatay ang asawa mo, yung asawa mo siya lang nagtatrabaho. Ngayon, wala ka ng pagkain dahil ang trabaho ang kasawa mo namatay. And then, marami pa palang utang na naiwan. Ikaw magbabayad ng utang. You weep talaga. Hindi ko sinabi para mag-weep yung mga kamag-anak niyo ay mangutang kayo para bago kayo mamatay. That's not the case. But, I don't know. That's very painful. Bereavement. And this bereavement when loved ones die, it disclosed the possibility of eternal bereavement for non-believers. So if you really love a person, your relatives, your family members, make sure that you share the gospel with them. Ang iyong mga anak, mga apo, mga lolo, mga lola, na hindi pa nakakilala, make sure that they would hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure that you share the gospel. You do not need to hold them tight so that they would believe. No, it is in God's timing that they would believe. But make sure that you would share the gospel to them. Now, if your relative is here in Canada and you are scared or maybe not confident enough to share the gospel, just approach the leaders, approach those who are trained with evangelism explosion, and they would help you out with that, sharing the gospel. Now, the Lord has instituted right time for reckoning. Time for bereavement cannot be forced, but can anyone dictate how long or how short a person should mourn for their loved ones? Have you had a loved one? Have you had a family member who died? How long did you mourn? In Canada, employees are entitled for bereavement for immediate family up to how many days? Leave of absence from employment. Ilan po? And funeral services can be bereaving time for employees, and can they request extension of leave of absence? Sabi po sa Canada Labor Code, it states that employees are entitled to and shall be granted a leave of absence from employment up to 5 days that begins from the day of death. Once namatay, and you know, that starts the leave of absence of immediate family member, and in 6 weeks after funeral service. So 5 plus 6 weeks, something like 7 weeks. More or less 7 weeks bereavement. But anybody can request and for extension of leave of absence from employment and a request from the employer for approval, and that should be made in writing. So you can do that, you can ask. I feel so really, I am not very prepared for this. I need to prepare many things that I need to prepare because my loved one, my family member was not able to prepare these things. You can ask that perhaps, I don't know, but pray about that. Well, it states in Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, let's read. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have master in heaven. Now, to be employed, you are employed, meaning you receive salary. Minimum wage or not above minimum wage. That is much better life than slaves with masters. Slaves, they are only given what they eat, what they wear, and their shelter. No salary. That's the slave's life. And these things is, this is one thing to seriously consider as employees. If you are employed, this is one thing to pray for. Pray for the government officials. Pray for legislators, those who are making laws of labor codes in Canada. Pray for authorities in the government that they may come out of laws that favors employees. All right? That is one thing. When this is when political party wins and another political party wins the following election, they might change what the first political party had designed. I don't know. Parang dito nangyari sa across the border, itong Obamacare or something, the current government do not want the Obamacare because it has the name Obama. I don't know, it might be very good, but because of that name Obama, they do not want it. Maybe they want Trump care, I don't know. Yeah, they want to repel, they want to eliminate that name Obama there, I don't know. But it is also possible it may happen in Canada. There are many things that are happening. So it is one thing for us to pray for our government. Continue to pray for our government. Continue to pray for your employers. Anything that you may want to, instead of complaining, pray that God would bless them instead. Because kung medyo problemado ang gumagawa ng law, it might affect their mindset and how they would approve the law. Kind like nangyayari sa'yo is dahil ayaw nila kay Trump, ay nagpaputok siya doon at may namatay na terrorist accordingly. And gusto nilang i-clip yung wings ni Trump. The Congress would like, no, you cannot do something like that. You need to obey what we want to. Parang ganon. It's because they don't like the person, or not because what they don't like what he did. And that happens even everywhere. If you care about the Philippines, many people do not like si Paring Duterte, hindi ko kilala yun. But pray that he might be surrounded with good people that may influence him. All right, pray for that. Instead of complaining and telling bad stories about him, pray that he will be surrounded with people who would influence his decision making. Now, the Lord favored Joseph when he appealed to Pharaoh. That is one good example. Because of Joseph, the life of the Israelites in the time of Joseph were really great. They were given Goshen, and Goshen was the most conducive land for shepherd. It has green pasture, so the best of the land, the best of Egypt, was given to them. Will that happen to Christians in Canada, or in the Philippines, or in the U.S.? It could be. We keep praying. Let's read the verse 4 and 5. When the days of mourning had passed, Joseph said to Pharaoh's court, "If I found favor in your eyes, speak to Pharaoh for me. Tell him, my father made me swear an oath and said, I am about to die. Bury me in the tomb I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now let me go up and bury my father, then I will return." Now that phrase, days of mourning, implies that the Israelites and the Egyptian observed this particular numbers of days of mourning, 70 days for to be exact. But how long should one mourn? Does 70 days enough, or short, or more than enough? Technically, Joseph could have exercised his authority as ruler of Egypt. Pharaoh has given him the right to decide, to administer everything But he was considerate. He did not abuse his authority. Although Pharaoh granted him authority to rule over the land, he did not abuse his authority. Instead, he requested the court of Pharaoh to ask Pharaoh's consent. He could just easily tell Pharaoh on his side. Pharaoh might be on that area. Pharaoh, can I go? No, he asked the council to intervene, to intercede for him, to ask Pharaoh for that leave, extended leave of absence from his office, because the 70 days of mourning was over, then it should be his leave should be enough. But he asked for extended leave of absence just to bury his dead father in Canaan. Anyhow, why did he ask the council? It could be Egyptian code of ethics. That is one good thing. One good thing to follow the laws of the land. That's very respectable character of Joseph. Additionally, he promised that after the funeral service in Canaan, he will return. And Joseph fulfilled his promise to his father Jacob and continued his duties and responsibilities as ruler of Egypt, and perhaps secretaries and scribes recorded. The scribes in Pharaoh's court have put in writing his request and its approval. Now Joseph must have displayed greatness as ruler in Egypt so that Pharaoh and his officials, they readily granted his request. Furthermore, for Joseph to request an extension of leave of absence from his office just to complete his promise to his father, this, he exemplified a lifestyle for believers. Can you readily accept that? It's one thing to follow the code of ethics. What's happening in this generation is that if, like, for example, a school would require students to wear their clothes, students would rally, oh, we want to wear what we want to wear. No uniform needed. And even in establishment, there is code that they should wear, but now they would go to the human rights and file, did it affect my human right? And yet, when the bombers or the raptors won, they readily go and buy the uniforms of those teams, right? They say themselves they don't like uniforms, but they want to buy the uniforms of those things na hindi naman sila binibigyan ng kanilang pera. And yet, these schools, in this establishment that give them money when they work, give them life, they resist. But that's humanity. We resist whatever we want to resist. How should we interpret what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 8, verse 21 to 22? Another disciple said to him, Lord, first, let me go bury my father. But Jesus told them, follow me. Let the dead bury their own dead. Now, when Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead, did Christ prevent the disciples from burying his father? He did not prevent him, but maybe challenge his priority. It's about priority. See, if the disciple can take leave of absence for bereavement of loved ones, if disciples can take leave of absence for bereavements of loved ones, can we take more leave of absence to obey the Lord's instruction to make disciples? That is what it says. What is our priority? Our priority will determine it. Christ requires disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Let's read. Anyone who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. The Lord is not saying that we should not love our parents, we should not love our wives, we should not love our spouse, we should not love our children. That is not. If you love 100% your family, you love God 101%. Something like that. That is what the Lord Jesus requires. Why? Because He gives us our life. Hindi lang itong physical life, He also gave us eternal life, right? Christ's requirement further explained in Luke chapter 14, verse 26 to 33. Let's read this together. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife, children, and brother and sister, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you want to build a tower. Wouldn't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Can you go? Wala na. Verse 31. Let's read. Saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Or suppose king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he's able to, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those who do not give up everything, everything you have cannot be my disciples. Think about that. If the Lord would require you to strip everything you have, will you still give to Jesus? Christ's disciples must expect spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare. We fight against our human inclination. When we choose our priorities, should we prioritize the commands of Christ or the necessities of our family members? Pray about it. Consider your priorities. Will you give up everything you have to follow Christ as disciple? Truly, Christ demands total loyalty for Him. But of course, He will not disregard our family, right? He wants our loyalty, but He won't disregard our family. Actually, Christ loves our family more than we can love them. So think about that. You think you love more your family more than God? Think about that. God loves your family more than you can love your family. In Joseph, exemplified a lifestyle for a believer. Joseph loved his father, and God knows that. That was why Pharaoh in the council, in the office of Pharaoh, the court of Pharaoh, granted his request. It was God. Would you accept? Would you readily accept that the Lord favored Joseph so that Pharaoh gladly gave his consent for Joseph to fulfill his promise to his father? Surely God was at work in the life of Pharaoh so that He allowed His officials to accompany, even His officials, His dignitaries, accompanied Joseph and his relatives. And other dignitaries joined the convoy. Let's read again verse 6 to 9. Let's read. Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father as he made you swear to do. So Joseph went up to bury his father. All Pharaoh's officials accompanied him, the dignitaries of his court, and all the dignitaries of Egypt, besides all the members of Joseph's household and his brothers and those belonging to his father's household. Only their children and their flocks and their herds were left in Goshen. Chariots and horsemen also went up with him. It was a very large company. Now, dignitaries in Egypt may have high respect, high regard of Joseph They sacrificed their time just to join the convoy going to Canaan. How many days would it take for one to walk from Egypt, Goshen, to Canaan? Approximately, it takes 2 weeks going, just going. In 2 weeks, going back. And that's 1 month. And that's, we also spend 7 days mourning. That's more than 1 month. If you are absent for 1 month, that is one thing that you need to sacrifice if you are a dignitary, just for the sake of one person. They sacrificed their time. Some of them went because they may have been curious how Israelites buried their dead, or others may have joined the convoy to make sure that Joseph and his family will be safe and secured in their journey. And that large convoy of chariots and horsemen, it practically showed that Pharaoh wanted to make sure that Joseph understand that he gave his full consent, and that Pharaoh made sure that Joseph was safe and secure on his way to Canaan and going back to Egypt when they return. But Pharaoh, however, stayed in Egypt, and the children of Joseph, the children of Joseph's brother stayed. They were left behind to take care of their home and livestock. When I was reading this, I looked at different translation, and some translation said only their infant children in their flocks and herds were left in Goshen. And I was thinking, how could that be? How could infant take care of the herds and flocks in Goshen if they are infant? Oh, probably the infants, they have servants. But it was not mentioned. That is one of the translation, is instead of just children. Children we can think of youth children or older children. I don't know. With 17 years of stay in Egypt, and their children from Canaan who went to Egypt, plus 17 years, that is more than 17 years for the children of his brothers. But the family of Joseph, all of them went to Canaan to bury their grandfather. Now, it teaches in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 to 4. Let's read this together. A good name is better than fine perfume. The day of death better than the day of birth. Do you accept that? It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Frustration is better than laughter, because the sad face is good for the heart. The heart of wise is the house of mourning, and the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. Now, there's one thing, that's one good thing. I did not intentionally put this in writing because natalo kami kahapon. And we are frustrated dahil natalo kami sa basketball. Well, it says there, okay? This is the encouragement who went to basketball. It says there, frustration is better than laughter. So, let them laugh, those who win. At least, wala tayong walang injury. When we were watching, somebody was injured nung previous na team na pinanood namin may na-injure. And it's good, walang injury. And anyway, Joseph made a good name for himself in Egypt, and the respect of Egyptian for Joseph can be easily credited as kay anak siya ni Jacob, anak ni Israel. He could think that Jacob was really a great father, that he had a son like Joseph. It says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, let's read this. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. And you can find this many things happening in the Philippines, especially when I read stories in Baguio City. I read a few taxi drivers returning 20,000, 60,000, 200,000, 100 thousands of dollars taxi driver binabalik sa mga pasahero. That is one thing if you go to Baguio City. Kahit 50 lang yung sukli mo, ibabalik sa'yo. Totoo yun. Whereas, dito kapag papunta ka ng airport sa Manila, bigyan mo ng 5 pesos, 10 pesos na tip yung driver. Oh, dagdagan mo naman. Oh, bigyan mo ng 50. Oh, sige diba? Ayaw ng 50. Ganon yun. That's the contradiction. So I say, you go to Baguio City, kung ayaw ibalik ng sukli mo, i-report nyo, and they will, the authorities there will see to it that the taxi driver will be punished. Can you easily accept this truth wholeheartedly? A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Would you accept it as God's admonition also for us? Is this for us? It requires faith. You ask for faith to accept this truth wholeheartedly. If you are shaking in this, Lord, help me understand. Give me faith to believe this. When God's word is real, it's really, really tough to chew and swallow. So if this is really hard to swallow, the Lord must have been speaking to you. So ask God to increase your faith. Now, during elections, electorates would readily vote for new politicians who are children of great politicians. Such reality illustrates the benefits of goodness and kindness that may affect the next generation. Now, kaya nananalo ang ating Prime Minister dahil maganda daw ang pangalan ng kanyang tatay. Kaya nananalo yung isang si Sandy Lamorex. Dahil mabait daw si paring Kevin. Ayan. Sometime pumupunta doon to si Kevin. He haven't been here since. But anyway, most importantly for believers, goodness and kindness, this can earn treasures in heaven. If we are extend more of our goodness and kindness. It says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, it says, therefore, if we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers, and say, show proper respect to everyone, love the family of believers. Sometimes I am torn between helping people and helping family of believers. If I have $1 to give and there is a need in the church, I would rather give to the church than give to other people. Ganun. Because it says, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. You would rather want to do that. If you weigh things that who is really in need in pareho yung kanilang needs, you give to the family of believer. To be good and kind to others, especially to the family of believers or the church family, these are practical display that God's grace is at work in our life. It's God's grace who made us, implore us, to inspire us to be kind and to be good. Joseph's respectable life was undeniable. It was apparent when Pharaoh gave his consent, and all dignitaries of Pharaoh's court, all dignitaries of Egypt, and the large military convoy joined him when they had their funeral ceremony held in Canaan. Yun nagpapakita na they respected Joseph much. Let's read again verse 10 to 11. When they reached the threshing floor of Atad near Jordan, they lamented loudly and bitterly. And there Joseph observed 7 day period of mourning for his father. When the Canaanites who lived there saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, the Egyptians are holding solemn ceremony of mourning. That is why the place near Jordan is called Abel Mizraim. Now, in here, I was wondering, it was not mentioned when they buried the body remain of Jacob. It should be near Hebron, or that is something like 50 kilometers south of Jerusalem. But Atad here, where they lamented loudly, is located near Jericho. So I assume that after they buried the remains of Jacob, they traveled going north to east down to Jericho to near the Jordan. Some Bible maps show that Atad or Abel Mizraim is on the eastern side of Jordan River, while other Bible maps presume that it is on the western side. But what is important is it is in the valley near the Jordan. That Abel Mizraim, it means meadow or valley of Egypt. They call it Valley of Egypt, and Mizraim is the grandson of Ham. So the valley Egypt is named after the grandson of Ham. That is why they call it Abel Mizraim. But what is that for us? What important is we do not need to observe similar loud, bitter funeral service just to testify that we care or love our family who died. They died, you crying, and so my sisters when they cried. And I feel bad because they cry so loud. And they were not very good to my father when he was alive. Why do you cry so loud? Because they feel bad that they did not treat him nice when he was alive. So children, you might be crying the loudest when your parents die. Make sure that you treat them now rightly. That is real. It's real in life. The Canaanites observe a solemn ceremony. They observe that solemn ceremony that the Egyptians, which may teach us that the people are observing how we may practice our belief. Look at him. Oh, siguro mahal na mahal niya ang kanyang tatay, nanay, dahil siya ay umiyak. Hindi pala. Umiyak na umiyak dahil di niya nakuha ang kanyang mana. Well, but people are observing us how we may practice, just as the Egyptians had practiced their belief in Canaan. Again, funeral ceremonies, this points us to a reality that all of us will eventually leave this world. Lahat po tayo. We will leave this world. And believers, we are saved by grace. And we have that hope for Christ's return. Now, remember that we are saved by grace. We are not saved by reason. We are not saved by doctrines. We are not saved by anything that we may believe in. We are not saved because we believe in once saved, we will be saved. That's not the case. We are saved by grace. All right? So, when people say, I'm a Baptist, I believe in once saved, always saved. Now, you may smile because that person did not understand what he is saying. I am saved by grace, you may say. You may claim. Believe in the grace of God. Believe in Christ. He is the one who saved us. It's not our doctrine. The doctrine is just the explanation, but it cannot save us, right? It says in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, let's read this together. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion and to live the self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that he's very own eager to do what is good. Now that is saved. Hindi yung once saved, always saved. All right? I'm not contradicting that doctrine. I am in explaining that to be saved, always saved, once saved, always saved, is to say no to na to ungodliness. That is this person who is saved by grace. Can we see that? Do we have in us? When I say, no, I won't do that. Now, ask the Lord, Lord, increase your grace in my life. I still have that desire to do what is not godly. Ask the Lord to increase your faith. Ask the Lord, don't just resist. No, I am saved by grace. Ano naman ang aking gagawin? I'm saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. Kahit pupunta ako sa ganung gusto ko, that is not the case. Because it says, the grace of God, it teaches us that it, okay, verse 12, that pronoun it is the grace of God. The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness, to say no to worldly passion. Ano po yung worldly passion? You know that. You know more than me. By God's grace, we are saved. By God's grace, we say no to ungodliness. By God's grace, we say no to worldly passion. By God's grace, we live our godly life, not by human effort, but by God's grace, we are able to do what is good while waiting for the return of Christ. It says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 to 8, let's read this together. Look, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierce him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. In that movie, Left Behind, the pastor explained, kung napanood niyo yan, there was this pastor who was left behind. It explained that believers disappeared because the Lord had taken them. Nung pinunta, ano ba nangyari? Why are the Christians gone? Because the Lord took him. They were raptured. How about you? Why are you not gone? You are a pastor. Well, I did not really believe what I preached. It really illustrates the reality of church attendees who really have faith in Christ and those who do not have. Those who believe in the one sense, once saved, always saved, and believe in Christ. It separates them. When true believers just disappear suddenly in the movie, Left Behind, observers, some movie did not see what happened to them. And it added to that assumption that Christ will come secretly. Many people believe in that Jesus Christ will come secretly. But this phrase in verse 7 of Revelation, look, he is coming in the cloud, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierce him, they are dead. Those who pierce him are dead. Even those who pierce him. How do you personally interpret that? For sure, we, all of us, will see when Christ appear. It's very significant. As Christ's disciples, make sure that you store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. May the end time begin sooner than later. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we stand up and close our eyes and just evaluate ourselves for a moment. Do I still have that desire to say no to ungodliness? Do I have that desire to say no to worldly passion? Check yourself. If there is hesitation in your heart, ask the Lord, Lord, increase my faith, overflow your grace and love of that I will readily say no to ungodliness and say no to worldly passion. Instead, I will say yes when you call me. Don't just force yourself. Don't force. It's not by human effort that we are saved. It's by grace that we are saved. Keep on asking the Lord to increase your faith. Keep on asking the Lord to overflow His grace in your life. And ask also for opportunity that you may be able to share the gospel to your loved ones, to your friends, neighbors, acquaintances that the Lord may bring to your attention.